This is the Pittsburgh Section National Council of Jewish Women, Oral of History 2. Shirley Stolzer and my partner Marcy Schwartz are here at Dr. Wald's office at the School of Public Health on this Monday afternoon, June 28th. And I would like you please to state your name and address Dr. Wald.
My name is Neil Wald, and I work in the Graduate School of Public Health here at the University of Pittsburgh, and I live at 5422 Normally Place in Pittsburgh.
Dr. Wald, we understand that you are in nuclear medicine, and we'd like to start, though, before we get to your professional life, to start a little bit about your family, if you been a Pittsburgher, if you come from somewhere else, something about your family. Wherever you want to start in that.
Okay. First off, my field isn't nuclear medicine.
Oh, it isn't.
My background is internal medicine and hematology. And I got into the area of radiation effects, which we call radiation medicine, after I finished my training in internal medicine and hematology.
I see.
You asked me about family. I'm not a Pittsburgher. I emigrated. I originally came from New York and went from there to Texas for a couple of years, Japan for a few more years, Oak Ridge, Tennessee for another year, and then came to Pittsburgh in 1958.
Mm-hmm. And was your family, were they New Yorkers, your parents, and were they emigres too?
Yeah, my parents were both born in New York. Their parents came from Europe, Russia, Hungary, Germany,
mm-hmm.
and settled in New York, and my family's still there.
They are. Do you have parents in New York?
I have a stepmother now.
I see.
Still in New York.
Uh-huh. And do you have siblings, brothers
Yeah,
and
I have
sisters?
A sister in New York, and a step-sister in New York area,
mm-hmm.
step-brother in Massachusetts, in Boston.
And how does the family constellation go? Are you the oldest?
No, my sister is about a year older than I am.
Mm-hmm. That's a natural sister?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
And where does she live?
In Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Is she also professional?
Yes, she runs a personnel agency for what are called creative people, mainly in advertising industry.
And that's a far cry from where you are.
Yeah, I think so.
And your stepbrothers and sisters?
My stepbrother is a professor at MIT, electrical engineering. He's credited, I think, with being one of the founders of the field of artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Is his name Wall?
No, his name's Marvin Minsky.
Minsky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But your sister was a Wall.
Right, and she uses that name in her
mm-hmm.
professional work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you have more stepbrothers or sisters?
I have a stepsister who lives in just outside of New York, and she's done work in genetic counseling,
mm-hmm.
but I think she's full-time wife and mother at this point.
I see. Mm-hmm. Do you remember, I assume you do, when your father died?
Yes, I guess it's about 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. And your mother?
My mother died back in 1953.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when she died?
I have to calculate.
Tell us how old you, tell us
yeah,
your birthday.
1925, so I was 28.
I see.
Yeah.
So you were not at home at that time, I presume?
I was stationed in Texas in the Air Force at that time, the Korean War.
Mm-hmm. And then your father went on to remarry?
Remarried and...
Much later?
While I was in Japan. So that was... A few years later, must have been around, somewhere around 1955 or 56.
I see. So you had two losses in terms of parents that are relatively young.
Well, my father was, as you call 5 years ago, relatively young.
Well, because...
He died at 95.
Yes. Oh, he was, was older.
Yeah.
Was there a big age difference between your parents, your natural parents?
About 10 years. He was born in 1889, and my mother claimed to have been born in 1900.
I see.
We did find a birth certificate, which made it a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it was about 10 years.
So she lived to see you graduate college. How about graduate school?
Medical school,
yes.
I finished medical school, did all my internship residencies, and then went into the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
And she died after, I guess I'd been in the Air Force about a year.
I see. Did you know, was she ill? Was it going to be something that you were aware of?
No, she had, she had an elective cholecystectomy, and, then got into complications of the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So it was unexpected.
Yes,
it was
right.
A routine cholecystectomy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So evidently with your father's remarriage, there wasn't too much of a relationship, I assume, between you and your step-siblings. It was rather
well,
late
as
in your
it
life.
Happened,
uh-huh.
We knew... My parents knew it gets a little complicated to arrange. The family, the mother of whom married my father, subsequently lived relatively near us, and we lived in Riverdale, which was right up at the northern border of New York.
Mm-hmm.
I went to high school down in the lower end of Manhattan, and the husband of my stepmother, her first husband, was head of ophthalmology at Mount Sinai, so he used to give me a lift into Manhattan from Riverdale and every morning, and I knew his children. I dated one of his daughters.
Really?
That was a stepsister of mine. She said she died a few years back.
Oh, there was
another
stepsister.
Sister, yeah. And I had dated her in my early teens. So we knew each other. I knew Marvin. So I knew who my father was marrying, even though I wasn't there, mm-hmm. or at the other end of the world.
But it was a, you were grown and go on and they were
Well, by
grown
then I was married.
Yeah.
Married in 53. My mother, yeah, she died in 54.
Oh, so she met your wife.
She did. Arranged the wedding, in fact.
Really?
Her, my wife's parents didn't attend, and she died. And she was convinced that my wife wasn't telling her about being pregnant, which my wife didn't know at the time, but as it turned out,
she was.
So we didn't know it, but my mother decided that it must be.
It kind went of too quickly, is that it? The marriage was too quick? Is that why she suspected?
No, she had gone into hepatic and renal failure and was not thinking rationally, and she somehow got convinced, my wife, I couldn't stay too long because I was military, but my wife stayed with her, and she told my wife that she was sure my wife was pregnant.
Was your mother at your wedding?
Yeah. Most of my family was. My wife was a convert then.
To Judaism?
Yeah. Her mother was Catholic, her father was Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
Her mother, her father, let's see, how'd it go? Well, her father wasn't there because, in deference to her mother, and her mother wasn't there because I was Jewish. A couple of my uncles stayed away also.
Mm. A couple of your members of your family stayed away.
Yeah, well, my uncle, who was a rabbi, stayed away.
Mm-hmm. Were you married by a minister?
No, a rabbi. My wife converted before we were married.
I said she was Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
But they still didn't accept that.
No.
And that must have been
difficult. Rabbi who converted her was convinced also that she must be pregnant, because why else would she
want
convert?
To be Jewish. That was another time.
Yeah.
Today it isn't quite the
same
way.
He was so shocked when she told him no, she wasn't pregnant.
Was your father a professional man too?
Lawyer.
A lawyer.
That's why I get copies of papers I sign.
I see. He taught you.
At an early age, yes.
Was your mother in any profession?
She was involved with philanthropic organizations such as the National Council of Jewish Women and Hadassah and Red Cross. Well, she came from parents who were active in the community, my grandparents.
Did you know them?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They were also in Riverdale?
No, they lived. Well, my mother's parents lived in Manhattan. My grandfather came over to avoid the draft from, I guess it was Lithuania at that point.
That's your maternal grandfather?
My maternal grandfather. He had learned construction. His father had done carpentry, and there was a big fire in the neighboring city, and he got a lot of experience by the time he was 18. Came over with it. He was strictly Orthodox, and that's why he was avoiding the army. And continued to be Orthodox. Managed to get into real estate construction and built a lot of apartment houses that are still.
So
Park
he
Avenue
really went up from being a carpenter to being an essential.
Started out by mending those cane chairs. And worked his way up. Always avoided any jobs which would require him to work on Saturday, which back then was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did well. He had enough insight to skip the migration from the Lower East Side to Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
He bypassed that and
went to
Fifth Avenue,
I
Park
see.
Avenue,
good.
In the 80s.
Really?
And
wow.
Did his construction there.
Mm-hmm.
And did well. He was involved in a lot of philanthropic activities.
Was your
he went to,
too?
Let's see. He was, the two of them really. She was a seamstress, I guess, when they met. And got involved in a lot of activities. He decided with some colleagues that there ought to be a kosher hospital for Jews on the Lower East Side. Mount Sinai wasn't it. So he founded Beth Israel Hospital. He was one of the founders of Yeshiva College. And he was treasurer for Hyas. He was one of the founders.
Do you know when he came over? Approximately, what, 18 months?
Well, I have an autobiography of his, which has all the
details.
That
he wrote?
Yeah, well, he had four daughters, and their husbands were respectively a lawyer, a doctor, a rabbi, and a banker. My grandfather had a well-organized life. The rabbi was the actual author of the biography.
I see. And your mother was one of the daughters?
She was the youngest.
The youngest.
Four.
So how long did you really know your grandfather? How long did he live? And your grandma?
My grandmother died when I was, I don't know if I was 10 years old yet. She died in the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
And she also had been much involved in organizations. He died many years later. I knew him well every holiday. All but 10 of us grandchildren. And,
went to his home?
Went to his home for all the holidays. I sat behind him in the synagogue every Saturday.
Where was that? What synagogue was that? Do you remember?
Yeah, 85th Street between Park and Madison,
mm-hmm.
Kilith Jeshurun.
Were you the oldest of the grandchildren?
No,
oh.
We were.
I
my mother was the youngest daughter, and
I see.
And so we were among the youngest of the grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
There were only, there was one younger out of the 10 of us, younger than I was.
There was?
Yeah.
Was that your sister?
No.
No, she was older.
My sister was, let's see, the oldest daughter had two girls, and the next one had two boys, and later two girls. The next one had two girls, and my mother had a boy and girl. So we were.
Were you able to communicate with your grandfather? Did he speak English enough that you, or did you speak Yiddish with him?
No, we didn't speak Yiddish at home.
Your parents didn't speak Yiddish either?
No. Oh, well, no, not
no.
really.
Mm-hmm.
At the synagogue, the rabbi in the afternoon, Mincha service between Mincha and Marav
mm-hmm.
on Saturday would give a drasha in Yiddish. So I
picked
up some there, but most of what I knew of Yiddish I picked up as a resident at Beth Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you worked with patients who spoke
you
Yiddish, most of the immigrants.
I also learned Spanish.
Oh, really?
But that was at Bellevue. And,
so you got both.
Yeah.
Did your grandfather, after his wife had died, you said he lived on quite a long while. Mm-hmm. He lived by himself?
No, he remarried.
Oh, he did remarry,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Married a woman from London. And so she had a daughter, subsequently married a rabbi.
She had a daughter with him?
No.
Oh, she had a daughter that she brought to the marriage.
Yeah, right.
It's a very much going on family there.
It was quite a family.
How about your
a bit overwhelming.
Side? Did you know your grandparents?
Yeah.
Dad's side?
Yeah. Yeah, my father's father. Mother lived in Far Rockaway when I knew them. He was a self-taught engineer. He manufactured DC motors. I still have the nameplate that was on the motors. He used a large letter W, which was underlined. And one day he was visited, and my father by then was a lawyer, and they were visited by an attorney from Westinghouse who made them take the W off the nameplate. Because it was impinging on Westinghouse's logo,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was rather flattering,
yeah,
considering
right.
the size of my grandfather's operation.
Was he flattered?
No, I think
he was annoyed, probably.
But he didn't have much choice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my first contact with it. That I heard anything about Pittsburgh, I guess, was about that episode
Westinghouse.
With Westinghouse.
Wonder how they ever found him in New York.
They
New
must
York.
Have been very thorough.
Right.
Well, his motors actually were used by some guy named Singer that made sewing machines and decided that there ought to be electric sewing machines, and they were using his motors. And, apparently it worked out very well. Unfortunately,
yes.
the motor business didn't. But
where did he have his place of work?
I was on the Lower East Side.
Oh, on the Lower
yeah,
East.
By the time I knew them, he had health problems, and he was retired. So my main recollection was the train rides to Far Rockaway and the Long Island Railroad.
Yes. Were they also observant Jews?
Yeah. Yeah. He came from a line of rabbis in Hungary, Budapest. Rabbis and violinists and mathematicians. There's still, I can show you on my computer, the statistical package which I use has Wald's sequential analysis. It was a cousin of mine, apparently. It was one of the important statistical developments of the century.
Oh, no.
I knew that cousin. He was.
You did know.
He got pulled out of Germany just in the nick of time in the 1930s by Columbia University, and he taught there. And so we got to know him.
Got to know. Was this cousin one of your? Grandfather from one of your grandfather's other sons or daughters?
It was his brother. He was he was a nephew of my grandfather, so he was a cousin of my father's.
Right.
He's a
second cousin
of mine.
Really not
yeah.
Did your father have other siblings in the family?
Yeah, he had an older brother who died in the influenza epidemic, 1918. So my father became the oldest son then,
yes.
And he had a sister and then a younger brother.
Are they still?
My aunt is still alive. We just got back last night from a 40th anniversary party of my cousin, who is the son of that aunt and uncle. And she's in a nursing home now. She's just short of 100. But still alive.
Mm-hmm. But your uncles are going to
be your
father's brothers.
No, my father's brother, his younger brother, is still alive, too.
He is.
Yeah. Yeah, we seem to have a rather long life.
Yes, that's very good.
Yeah. Yes, my kids, I don't know, my son will go on forever. My wife's mother died at 102. Her father died
good.
At about 95.
Very nice. And how old was your dad when he died?
95.
You told
yeah.
me, too.
My grandmother, his mother, was about 96, although his father died somewhere around 80.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're evidently in touch with all the cousins from your age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a
yeah.
relationship with the family?
Well,
do they get together?
Of the 10...
You had a lot of them.
Of them, my maternal
right.
cousins, the two we were closest with. My mother was the youngest daughter, and the next youngest was just a year older. And she had had some orthopedic problems, so the mother and the sister were in school together in the same class all the way from PS6 through Barnard. And they were almost like twins, really.
Mm-hmm.
They looked very much alike. And their two daughters and my sister and I were sort of a foursome. In the summers, when we were preschool, they would rent houses on the seashore, and we would be together every
mm-hmm.
summer. So the four of us were very close.
Mm-hmm. And the rest?
They were, well, the rabbis, that was the doctor's daughter. The rabbi's family, the rabbi was on the west side. We were on the east side. All the rest of us stayed on the east side, but
mm-hmm.
His synagogue was, I guess, the biggest Orthodox one in Manhattan, but it was on the west side.
What was the name of that?
West Side Institutional Synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't see as much of them, and the two that first the two sons were a good bit older than us, and the girls were a good bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
So now the younger daughter is married to the chief rabbi of Haifa, so we don't see too much of her.
Mm-hmm.
The other one married a rabbi who then took over the West Side Institutional Synagogue.
Nice.
I think he's retired now.
Mm-hmm.
And the two girls that we were always associated with, the doctor's daughters, one died relatively young, lung cancer. She was a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the class below me at Bellevue,
in medical school?
Yeah, and but she's had a lot of health problems. She's
mm-hmm.
pretty much incapacitated now.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't see much of her, although she lives in the same apartment house as my stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
She has
stepfather? Or
stepmother? My stepmother lives
you
in
mentioned.
Manhattan. And,
uh-huh.
my
but if you have a happy occasion, do you invite each other to join, or is
it's mainly
it too
my
far? Too distant, Keith.
Did you run out?
Perhaps. No. Not yet. Okay. Do you see each other at, or don't you? Haven't you kept those addresses and telephone numbers?
Oh, we communicate. My oldest because the banker's daughters were the oldest. The one died. The other one, they retired to Arizona.
I see.
We don't see them, but we write once a year or so. Send her a card. The next ones, having too much contact with the rabbi's sons, who were also about 10 years old. The doctor's daughters, and one's gone, and the other one is incapacitated. So,
it's interesting. You mentioned, I believe, that your mother attended schools in New York and went on to Barnard. As I had said, was she a professional woman? And then when you said no, I just assumed she had never gone to college, which is a wrong assumption.
My mother's, my grandmother was convinced of the value of education.
For daughters? That's amazing for that time, isn't it?
It was. So one went to Hunter, and the next three went to Barnard.
Wow. That's very nice.
Yeah, it was.
Did your mother do anything with it? Did she have some kind of goal that marriage interrupted in terms of professional life?
No, I don't think so. I think the presiding over philanthropic organization